This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, where protesters have demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. Some attending the rally in the Wisconsin city on Sunday wore black, the blue shirts. Others carried American flags. They applauded when law enforcement vehicles rolled by. A Kenosha police officer shot Blake in the back August 23rd, leaving the 29-year-old man paralyzed. Protesters have marched in Kenosha every night since Blake's shooting. Some protests have developed into arrests. On Tuesday, two people were killed by an armed civilian during protests in Kenosha. More than 40 professional athletes signed a letter in solidarity with the Invest in Us coalition demanding accountability for the Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake. The athletes include former boxer Leila Ali, New Orleans linebacker Demaryius Davis, former NFL players Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett, and many more. Also, a call for real investments to end police violence and gun violence in black and brown communities. Invest in Us is a coalition of Wisconsin-based and national advocacy organizations. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, and U.S. President Donald Trump engaged in a real-time argument Sunday as the president sent a flurry of critical tweets about Ted Wheeler as the mayor was holding a news conference about the fatal shooting of a right-wing supporter in his city the night before. Mr. Trump called Wheeler, a Democrat, a fool, and blamed him for allowing violence to proliferate in the liberal city. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators rallied Sunday in the Belarusian capital of Minsk to begin the fourth week of daily protests demanding that the country's president resign. The protests began after an August 9th presidential election that protesters say was rigged, but the election officials still gave it to President Alexander Lukashenko, a sixth term in office. Protesters initially tried to gather at Independence Square in Minsk, but barriers and riot police blocked it off. Then they streamed down one of the capital's main avenues past hulking olive-green prisoner transport vehicles. Police detained some marchers and forced them into the transports. Worldwide, there are more than 845,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with now more than 25.1 million confirmed infections. Just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. Face masks on public transport became mandatory in New Zealand Monday as social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was confident the new measure would be taken up across New Zealand, adding that a bit of smiling with the eyes behind the mask and knocks to a kindness to Aucklanders in particular would help get the country through the latest outbreak. Limits will stay on public gatherings and movement in Auckland, though. New Zealand announced 9 coronavirus cases on Monday, 4 which were managed in isolation quarantine. The Pacific nation of 5 million people had seemed to stop community transmission of COVID-19 due to tough lockdown measures, but reintroduced restrictions its largest city, Auckland, this month following a free outbreak and a fresh outbreak. Berlin police broke up mass protests against coronavirus curbs on Saturday and an arrest of 300 people in the German capital after the demonstrators failed to keep their distance and wear a mask, as the city has instructed. Around 38,000 protesters gathered for events across the rise in Europe and public frustration at measures to contain the virus grows. Similar events took place in Paris, London, and elsewhere on Saturday. You can find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.